the Indo-Gangetic Basin. It's one of the areas in the world, like California, that's facing severe water challenges. If you don't know it, the basin lies at the foothills of the Himalayas, spans from Pakistan across northern India into Bangladesh, and holds one of the largest underground bodies of water in the world. 1 billion people also live there. In India, the residents of the state of Punjab use this groundwater, but also have access to 3 rivers. And in some parts of the state, you'll also find extensive canals. So really, there shouldn't be a water crisis here at all. But, as in California, farmers have been on a well-drilling spree. 1.3 million to be exact, and permits for 90,000 more are underway. The cause? The unintended consequences of the Indian government's massive intervention to manage India's food supply. The result? The water table is dropping by 1 meter a year in some areas, making farming a riskier enterprise. Aarti Bhatnagri has this report.
In the 8 years since he began farming, 28-year-old Gopinder Singh has seen groundwater levels drop dramatically at his farm in central Punjab.
It has gone down. Earlier, our motor was at 180 or 190 feet, and now the same motor is at 250 feet. Bores were earlier at 230 feet. Now the same bores have gone down to 350 to 550 feet.
And like millions of other farmers across the state, Gopinder also sees a drop in the quality of his water.
It is also getting dirtier. It has got polluted by pesticides and chemicals.
The origin of the groundwater problem is in India's 1970s Green Revolution. The aim of the revolution was to bring homegrown food security to the world's second most populous country. Government subsidies were designed to push technology and mechanization that would create a massive irrigation system in Punjab that made it the breadbasket of India. Rice was the crop of choice, but rice has become the problem. Paddy fields are extremely water intensive. They demand enormous amounts of water and so far a lot more than Punjab's annual rainfall. Like many other farmers, Gopinder is not so concerned with the drop in the water table, but more concerned about how much it will cost him to reach the water that is there.
Right now, our submersible motor is at 250 feet. If it goes any deeper, we will need bigger motors. For that, we will put, let us say, a motor of 30 horsepower. We'll have to install meters and we'll have to bear more expenses.
So farmers like Gopinder are sinking tens of thousands of wells into the plentiful underground aquifer of the Punjab Delta. The government has done little to regulate the drilling because many government officials come from the farmer class and because farmers and their families make up 60% of Punjab's population. That adds up to enormous political clout. So it's no surprise that farmers get free electricity from the state and healthy government subsidies to support unsold rice and wheat crops. Although there's little pressure from the government on farmers to think about water conservation, the state is pushing some small measures to address overuse of groundwater. Back on Gopinder Singh's farm, workers are wading ankle-deep in water planting rice seedlings. It's high summer with temperatures often exceeding 100 degrees, but monsoon rains are hopefully just a few weeks away. In the past, farmers would plant the seedlings in May and pump groundwater for several weeks until the rains arrived. But a few years ago, the government decreed that farmers could only transplant rice seedlings after June 15th, closer to the start of the monsoon. This has helped check water use, but hasn't fixed the problem, says Dr. Bharat Sharma of the International Water Management Institute in New Delhi. Over-drilling, he says,
definitely poses a very serious hydrological threat and a very particular level of food security threat, not only for this particular areas of India, but it can be a problem for the regional food security.
He says that India depends too heavily on the Punjab state, and some changes should be made.
We can take a large amount of paddy production to the eastern region, where there is a lot of water already available. There is not much stress on water sources.
He also suggests that Punjabi farms, which already have good infrastructure in place, could be turned over to higher value crops, such as fruit, vegetables, meat and dairy. Farmer Gopinder Singh has followed that advice and diversified his crops. Now, as well as rice, he also plants sugarcane, wheat, and a bit of animal feed. Another idea is to make the rice paddies themselves more water efficient. Some farmers are using a laser-guided levelling machine that more accurately levels their fields in preparation for planting.
We are getting this done so that the water stays at level in the field and we use less water and less underground water.
The machine is mounted behind a tractor and communicates with the receiver via a laser and can save up to 40% of water by minutely flattening the surface. Gupinder explains why.
With use of this water, stands easily at 1 inch in one entire field. If the field is not level, water is not evenly distributed, and the motor is also used longer to irrigate the fields. With use of laser leveler, the field is irrigated faster and is also evenly spread across the field.
About 10 kilometres away, another farm is making use of government subsidies aimed at trying to reduce reliance on groundwater. Here, farmers installed a drip irrigation system, also called micro-irrigation. Local soil officer Gubinder Dillon travelled to the farms with me to see firsthand how it's working out.
How much water has he saved with drip irrigation?
It is around 70%. 70% from the traditional methods of flood irrigation.
So the Punjab government really wants to encourage farmers to take up drip irrigation, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, of course. That is why they have set up this priority connection scheme. If a farmer goes for drip irrigation, he's provided electricity connection on priority. Subsidy is 75%. We are raising it to 80% from coming month.
But these innovations are having only a limited effect on reducing India's agricultural dependence on groundwater. And without political will, the rapid depletion of Punjab's groundwater supply will continue. For America Abroad, I'm Aarti Beshagiri in Punjab.